Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show. We all fall down. My name is Tim, and welcome to 2012, my friends. I've decided to start the year with a great tune by Metallica, which is a legendary band, metal band, and Metallica was actually my favorite band ever when I was a kid, and I was stoked, and I was a Metallica fan. Now, I still like the band. I'm not such a big fan anymore, but I still enjoy their music from time to time, and I decided to start this 2012 year with a song for whom the bell tolls from their classic album Ride the Lightning, and this album was released 1984. That was something like around 27 years ago or something like that. Today I'll be playing lots of punk rock music for you, as always. I have prepared some new tunes, some songs which will be released in 2012, from the album which will be released in 2012. Whoa, 12? Good job. And as always, I'm really looking forward for this year because there are lots of great releases coming up, and I'd like to start you with one of them. The band Menzingers, they have a new album scheduled for February 2012. Ooh, I need to get used to it, to the new date. The name of the album is On the Impossible Past, and this album comes out on Epitaph Records February 21st. I'd like you to play the first song of it. The Menzingers, the name of the album, the name of the song is Obituaries, and yeah, this album comes out in February. Let's try to play this song for you. So this is a weekly punk rock show. We all fall down on CITR, and this is the Menzingers.
Shadow of the waxwing slave, I fell from Feel the joie de vivre and chase away the last gray days of winter at the Festival du Bois, March 3rd and 4th at Mackin Park, Mayotteville, in Coquitlam. The Festival du Bois happens every year on the first weekend of March and is a relaxed and unique atmosphere of a village party. Adults can let go to the sounds of folk, Celtic, and world music, and children will delight in entertainment created just for them. Everyone gets a chance to enjoy great original French-Canadian food, and best of all, it's an event for the entire family, and it's free. For more information, visit the website festivaldubois.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and I am playing punk rock music for you here. Happy 2012. I just played for you some songs which will be released in 2012. The albums with the songs will be released in the early, in the first half of 2012. Let me tell you what I've played for you. It was a pretty diverse group of songs, but they're all new, they're all fresh, so that's kind of the idea which I used to compile those songs together. What a great sentences. Thank you so much. So the last song we heard, it was Voodoo Glow Skulls. The band has a brand new album called Break the Spell, and this album comes out on January 17th on Smellvis Records, and this is a record label owned by Elvis Cortez from Left Alone. That was a song called Knucklehead. Voodoo Glow Skulls, they're a legendary band from California playing this music they call ska core. So the heavy version of ska punk, and the guy definitely has a very, very unique voice, and I think just some people love it or hate it, and because it's so, such a, you know, unique voice, so you kind of love it or hate it. Again, very good sentences. Before that, we heard Cloud Nothings, the band from Cleveland, and they have a brand new album on Karpak Records. The name of the album, Attack on Memory, and it was a song called Fall In. This band is playing in Media Club March 7th, and I'm planning to go to see this those guys, because their last album, the album which came out last year, was a pretty, pretty good, solid record, so I want to check out this band live. Again, it was Cloud Nothings from Cleveland. Before that, we heard a Silverstein Canadian band, and they did a cover of NoFX song, and the name of the song is It's My Job to Keep Punk News Elite. The band has a compilation of short songs, that's the name of the album, and the compilation has 22 songs, 11 short songs written by the band, and 11 short covers. The album comes out February 7th on Hopeless Records. The covers will include Gob, Gorilla Biscuits, Descendants, Promise Ring, Chicks Dig It, Green Day, Good Clean Fun. It should be a very good record, and yeah, the NoFX cover, it has a little interesting story. So originally, as I understand, the band wanted to record just a straight up cover of NoFX song, but and they announced the track listing, and after they announced the track listing on the website punknews.org, that's, you know, that's the main punk news website, I think, like that's the biggest punk website right now on the internet, the band got lots of, you know, kind of sarcastic comments, because the band has the, you know, the past on the Victory Records, and they are known to be an emo band, so there were lots of, you know, sarcastic comments, and the band came back with the different version of the NoFX song, and they actually changed the lyrics, and they kind of, this cover song and different lyrics, they kind of answered to the people at Punk News. So, you know, I think it was a pretty good idea. It's the song has, like, the way they changed the lyrics, it's really, really, you know, smart and sarcastic humor, and I very big fan of sarcasm, so I think it's funny way the band came back with this different version of the NoFX song. So again, it was Silverstein from Ontario, a Canadian band. They have an album called Short Songs out in February on Hopeless Records. Before that, we heard the band The Hextals. It was the song about the treehouse. The name of the song, I Just Want to Sleep in the Treehouse. The band, that's a local band, local pop-punk band, and they have a new album on February 14th, and the name of the album, Rock You to Sleep. That's, again, a funny title, and Hextals, they are probably one of my favorite local bands. Really, really funny guys, and yet they play exactly the music I love. I'm really excited for this new record that should be out February 14th. We'll check it out. And I opened this block of new music with the song by the Menzingers. The Menzingers have a brand new album on Epitaph Records. The name of the album is On the Impossible Past. The pre-order is up already, and you can get it on Epitaph Records. The actual release date is February 21st, and the band also releases a 7-inch on Red Scare Records. I guess two songs which didn't make the record or something like that. The Menzingers is probably, you know, the most anticipated album of the year. Obviously, you know, everyone has different opinions, but for lots of people, the Menzingers, it's the most anticipated album of 2012, and they're on a new label, and we'll see how it goes. The first song was okay. I can say that I'm in love with it. It's okay song, but, you know, I'm waiting for the whole record. Okay, let's continue on. I'm talking way too much. It's been 5 minutes already. Let me play you some music. So in the next block, I have some international music. I have some bands from, okay, Spain, Australia, Poland, and a couple American bands. All those songs are very fresh, very new. Most of them are will be out in 2012. So let's check it out. Let's start with a band called Misplace. They are from Burgos, that's in Spain. And the name of the song is Al Margen. And the name of the album is in Spanish. I'll practice while I'm playing new music. And when I come back, I'll tell you what's the name of the album. So this is the band from Spain, Misplace. And this is the song Al Margen. Punk rock show, we all fall down.
Why are you fucking a fucker?
Why can't I hide your color?
Books are drinks away.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
Pick up your winter issue of Discorder, as the Jan-cember issue is packed with goodies that will warm even the coldest of cockles. Take a dip with Dixie's Death Pool, a spacey art rock collective, or read up on local outsider pop music makers, World Club. Cozy up on the couch with Filmstripped, featuring a review of Color Me Obsessed, a documentary on The Replacements. And in case you missed the memo, 2012 is almost here. Check out the Discorder album picks of 2011. Don't forget to pick up your special Jan-cember issue of Discorder.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia on 101.9 FM. And this is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. I'm playing punk rock music for you. Hopefully it goes pretty successfully. Let me tell you what I've played for you. It was a pretty international block of music with some bands from a different country. That's what I mean by saying international. And those are all mostly like younger bands. And they all have new releases in 2012 or in very end of 2011. Let's go through the list of songs I just played for you. The last one was By the Daylight. They are from Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Their new EP is out on Run for Cover Records. It was released January 3rd, and the name of the song is On the Way to Dad's. Before that, we heard The Sheds. Their EP Self-Doubt is available for free at the Rites of Passage Records. You can go on their website and you can download it for free. This album is obviously already out because it's available, but I think the physical release, it will be a little bit later this year. And this is band from States, from Aguara Hills, that's in California. The Sheds, and that was a song, Heart. The band really mixes new school punk, pop punk with the ska music. It's really interesting, really interesting genre. It was pretty exciting. I was pretty excited to listen to their EP, Self-Doubt. That's the name of the EP. Before that, we heard a band from Poland, from Warsaw. The name of the band is Nothing Between Us, and they re-recorded their song Mojito for the Warsaw Hardcore Punk Attack. This compilation of Polish punk rock music was released in the end of the year, and Nothing Between Us, that's the name of the band, they provided one song for this compilation. Before Nothing Between Us, we heard Anchors, the band from Melbourne, Australia. The band right now is recording an album with the working title called Tour Dogs. And we heard a song called Break Classic. Very fast and technical gentleman from Melbourne, Australia. And I opened this this block of international punk music with the band from Spain. The city is Burgos. And the name of this band is Misplace. And the name of the song was Al Margen, and let me pronounce you the name of their new album, which came out on Fragment Records. So it's Upside Down question mark, and then Aquien en Ganaras cuando huyamos muerto, and then regular version of question mark. So yeah, I've been practicing very good the Spanish title, I guess. So the band is I like the album, really. It's an interesting, you know, it's really cool to hear Spanish language in punk rock music. I think I found it unique, and the song is good. So this is Misplace, and their album came out on Fragment Records in the end of December. Okay, let's move on. We have last 10 minutes, and I have some local music for you. This Friday, January 6th, there's a pretty good show at the Iron Road Studios. That's a venue. And three bands are playing Durban Poison, Street Legal Dirt Bike, and Shock Load. So I'd like you to play all the, like, three songs by each... I mean, one song from each band, in total three songs. Very good logic and very good math. So, yeah, let's start the Street Legal Dirt Bike. This band features members of the Jolts and the Hextells, and we actually heard a new song by the Hextells today. So this is a new song from Street Legal Dirt Bike, the side project of the Hextells. So let's listen. This is the song called Break Up from Street Legal Dirt Bike. Okay, let's listen.
She tears them down. She stomps my heart into the ground. I try my best just isn't good enough. With a girl incapable of trust. 'Cause she says she just wants a good time. I say that sounds like a real bad time to me. Maybe she's not into me. She's the best that they can be, feel the worst. I guess I get what I deserve. Because she says she just wants a good time. I say that sounds like a real bad time to me. What the hell are you doing? We used to sleep that night. Then I used to think you're mine. If I want an old man, girl, what the hell are you doing? We used to watch the sun come up. But everything is all fucked up. And you seem so far away.
Just give me red, it's white. the ground, get 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 the ground.
Hello, 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 you're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down, and we are almost done. We just heard the three BC bands from British Columbia. This is the province we are located right now, at least I am. The last song we heard, it was by a local band called Shockload. The band, I don't think the band has an actual official release, but they have a brilliant Reverb Nation webpage, and that's where I played this song from. So that was a song called Bail Me Out, and this song also has a pretty cute video for, you know, the video which you can watch and actually listen to the song. That's a genius technology. The band has so far 5 songs on their web, on their Reverb Nation page. Check them out, local punk rock band, very, very good, very, very good stuff. I'm enjoying their music, and I'm excited to see them live on Friday. Let's move on. What else I played for you? The other band, which is also playing this Friday, is called Durban Poison. They are from Victoria, British Columbia. They had a new album called Lost in Space last year, and I played a song which is not my favorite song on the album, but I had to play it because of its title. The name of the song is Outer Siberia. And I'm from Siberia, so that's kind of makes sense. I love songs about Siberia, and it's kind of, you know, makes my heart relatively warmish. And so yeah, that was Durban Poison from Victoria, BC, from their album Lost in Space, Out of Siberia. That was a song. And I opened this block of music, the Street Legal Dirt Bike, a side project for the future members of the Jolts and the Hextals. We heard a song called The Breakup, and I know that the band is in process of recording their first studio release. I don't know if it will be an album or an LP or an EP, but I'm excited to hear it. So that's Street Legal Dirt Bike, and all those three bands will be playing on Friday, January the 6th at the Iron Road Studios, and again, it's Durban Poison, Street Legal Dirt Bike, and Shockload. So if you don't have any plans for the Friday night, and you'd like to check out some local punk rock music, enjoy, join all the musicians and all the fans at the Iron Road Studios. Yeah, there is also a Facebook page for this event. Okay, that's it. That's it. That was the first show of 2012. That was the weekly punk rock show We All Fall Down. I'm excited for the new year because there are lots of great releases I'm stoked to hear. And I'm excited. I'll be excited to play some music for you. It will be punk rock music, and that's about it. You know, that's it. Let's wrap up. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca, and I also have the blog. The website address is weallfalldown.citr.tumblr.com. That's it. So we started off the show with the metal song, metal hit from Metallica. The name of the song was For Whom the Bell Tolls. And I'd like to finish with another metal hit, because, you know, I think it kind of makes sense. If you started with a metal hit, let's wrap up things with a metal hit. I'd like you to play a song by Motorhead. The Lemmy, the king of rock and roll, the tsar of metal. And yeah, this is Motorhead. Ace of Spades, have a great weekend. Enjoy this January, enjoy 2012, and this is Motorhead, Ace of Spades. Thank you, bye-bye. That's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever.